me put my book down. Hey, Buster Gold.
Hello. Oh, we're rolling. Hi.
Hey.
It's Jeb.
Hey, it's Jules.
And we are talking about something that, oddly enough, a conclusion I came to when it was Jules' surgery day, 2-year anniversary.
Which is now, what, yesterday?
2 days ago. Wait, is it the 14th or the 15th?
Today's the 14th. Anyway.
Yeah, I was just standing in the kitchen, and I guess I had spilled some stuff on my shirt. So I was standing there topless, trying to rinse out my shirt, and I don't remember what we were talking about. But Buster does, and he's trying to tell us. But I was just, like, leaning up against the fridge, and I said something like how great it would be if I didn't have to deal with these annoying tits all the time, and kind of had this moment, and it, maybe if you've decided to do something permanent body modification-wise, whether it's a tattoo or surgery or something like changing your name even, you know, there's kind of like, at least for me, there's this disorienting feeling of the world sort of shifting under your feet, and like you go from thinking about doing something to being like, actually, I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Your future kind of shifts out in front of you, and it's kind of disorienting for a minute. And I was like, Jules, I'm having one of those moments. She was like, what are you talking about? And I had to explain. And I was like, I think I'm going to get top surgery.
Yep.
And I have been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah, you've been talking about it a lot.
Yeah, since before I met you, actually, I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Ever since my back started doing its thing where it seizes up if I have pressure on my ribs.
That's the worst, right? Do you think this would help that?
I hope so. At least we'll make my clothes less binding on my chest, which would indirectly help that. But since that started happening like 7 years ago, I haven't been able to wear bras really.
Right.
Or anything that's tight on my chest at all. Like even a button down shirt is too much if it's fitted.
Okay.
And so I just decided that I think I'm going to do it. And so I'm going to go to I made an appointment today for my, with my therapist to talk it over with her and just make sure like I've got all my mental ducks in a row and I'm not like being crazy or something. I know I'm not being crazy, but you know, it's good to talk it over with someone who's in mental health and has training in helping people who are trans and gender nonconforming. And what did I do? I looked up some surgeons that recommended. I don't want to have total removal. I want to keep like an A cup that I can like tape down or you know, where
I have all kinds of tips for that.
Yeah, I bet you do, from when you were stealth and you had small boobs.
I wasn't stealth.
You weren't stealth.
I always thought that was stealth, but I'm told that stealth means I'm not going around as trans, I'm going around as a cis woman.
Oh, I've heard stealth as you're trans and you're transitioning, but you're not telling anybody, or you're trans and you're not.
That's what I thought. Anyway, either way, yeah. I, you know, I was at work before I came out as transgender, and yeah, I had, you know, I'd been taking hormones, I'd been on HRT, and so I have all kinds of ways to hide, you know, certainly an A cup.
Well, tell us a couple of them. Maybe our audience would be interested. I certainly am.
A surprising one. Ready for this?
Ready.
Oh, this'll help you. This'll be good for you anyway. Plaid.
I love plaid.
Plaid breaks up the lines. I wore sports bras, and I got mine from Pact. Mm-hmm. They have a really nice crossover sports bra. It's unlined. There's no wire. Mm-hmm. It just kind of keeps you in there. And then I would wear that under, you know, a t-shirt, and then wear that under a shirt.
Okay, so you had the sports bra, and then you had a t-shirt, and then you had, what, a plaid shirt or button-down or something
like that? I started wearing plaid shirts, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you having a lot of plaid shirts.
That was the entire reason I had plaid shirts, was to break up those lines. And then, you know, 3 months out of the year, 4 months out of the year, it's hot in anywhere in the South and lots of other places, too. But the rest of the year, you can wear a light vest. And as you know, I have several of them. Mm-hmm. That was another thing I did, was that light vest. You know, it's just got enough kind of padding, whatever you want to call it, in it, mm-hmm. that it breaks up that line, too. So if you've got an A cup, those are four things you can do. Layers, a sports bra that has no padding in it, and plaids, anyway.
That's great.
I guess my size and your size may be different, but I've still got all mine. I don't wear them much anymore, but...
Do you?
They're all in that drawer, yeah. I didn't throw out a single one, I don't think.
Oh, your bras, you mean?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the plaid shirts. I was going to get excited.
Oh, I don't know what happened to those plaids. I don't remember when we moved, if I got rid of the plaid shirts. I might have, because I think they were a little bit masculine for my taste.
Would have been great for me. Oh, well.
Sorry.
So, okay, great. Well, then I'll look to you for bras. Because, I mean, we both wear like a large.
Yeah.
For a lot of things. So,
and these are not sized. I mean, there's not like a 36B.
Right. It's probably just medium, small, medium, large.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my plan. I looked up some surgeons. There are two that really kind of specialize in boob stuff. One that seems a bit more LGBT friendly than the other, but I'm going to try to get a consultation and see what they can do for me.
It'll be really interesting to the two of us. I don't know if to anybody else, flipping the... patient.
Flipping the roles, yes.
The patient caretaker
role. Yes. You're such a good caretaker.
Oh, well, you're a good caretaker.
Okay, well, then we're both good at it. But you're going to have to be the one doing the B-roll and doing the recording and stuff like that. And then whenever I get well enough to edit, then I'll edit it.
Yep. Anyway, I'm really glad when we talk about things like this, because I always worry that we're talking about being transgender, but we spend a lot more time on trans feminine things than we do on trans masculine or even probably non-binary things. So I'm glad we're getting into this.
Yeah. This feels just kind of really unreal, like talking about, like just talking about this seems like really surreal. I woke up in the middle of the night. Last night, or two nights ago, maybe last night, and just like freaking out and thinking of like all the things that could go wrong and like panicking, as only the middle of the night
can make you. I know
about anything that could go wrong.
I remember one time I woke up in the middle of the night. I convinced myself I had rabies.
Wow, that's a good one. I didn't even think about rabies.
I mean, you know what it. When you wake up in the middle of the night, you can convince yourself, you know, of anything.
It's so true.
You know, there's a meteor that's going to hit the earth, blow everything up. Okay. So I think you'll do great in this.
I've never had major surgery, and hospitals are scary. And like when I had my cataract surgery earlier this year, that was like the scariest thing.
But you know something? If you go back and listen to episodes 4 or 5... from 2 years ago, that hospital experience was a good experience.
It was. And I won't even have to stay overnight.
That's true. So that's true.
There's not even that. I mean, we're looking at like videos of people at top surgery and stuff and the different things that you have to do and like the drains and things like that. Like there's medical stuff that has to happen at your house.
Yeah.
That's kind of freaky. And being in pain, not a fan of that. Being drugged, hate that. And I have lots of interesting phobias that a lot of people don't have that make it even more complicated for me to be in a medical setting. And
it's true, but you know something, you're brave, and I've seen countless examples of your bravery and your courage as well. So
thank you.
Yeah, I think you'll do fine.
I think that honestly that like tattoos have helped me. Like COVID started me on this journey of like, I have to get over my fear of needles enough that I can get vaccines. And then I did that. And then I was like, you know what? I am not that scared of needles anymore. I'm going to get tattoos. And now I have like a ton of tattoos and more, at least two more, three more scheduled so far. A month from now, I'm going to have three more tattoos.
Yeah.
And now that I'm like, okay, I can deal with tattoos and needles. I can do permanent things to my body and I can do that. And that hump has been gotten over. So now this is another permanent change to my body that I can make.
You actually do pretty well with conquering issues, in my opinion.
I research everything to death.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
Then I panic for a while and I journal and then eventually I get through it.
You know, it's funny. There are 1,000 things about my own surgery that I just kind of didn't want to know. But if I ever did want to know, all I have to do is ask you. You looked it all up and you know.
I still do sometimes go and look at the videos and try to think like what is where and how can I like use that to the best of my ability to pleasure you. And
did we ever talk on this podcast about our initial very short conversation after my surgery?
I don't know, but it's worth talking about.
You want to tell our audience about that very short conversation? Because okay. I was totally out of it.
Sure were. There she was lying there. I could barely recognize her at all after surgery, looking so frail. And she turns to me and she was really, we kind of were like, oh, it's good to see you. How are you? Whatever. And then she says, is it gone? And I was like, yeah. And then what did you say?
I said, want to fuck? I was so out of it.
She was so stoned. I was like, yes, but not right now. I don't think they'll let us. Yeah.
There were tubes coming out of every possible spot on my body. Couldn't
even stand up.
And, but I was just so happy it was gone. Anyway.
And that's what I hope to achieve as well. Are they gone?
Yeah.
Mostly is the answer I'm looking for. But yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. But the more I learn about it, the less nervous I'll be.
One other area of thought I want to discuss for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to see a shrink for the first time, not ever. I say a shrink because I had a relative who was a psychologist and I felt comfortable calling them shrinks. I went to see a counselor. I've been to more counselors than I can count over the course of my life. And this was when I first started coming out as transgender. She told me that 2 things I needed to do, aside from have a therapist, were to get a circle of friends around me who accepted me for who I was. And 2, to get a group, get into a support group. And that was great advice. Those 3 things, having friends who supported me, having a therapist, and having a support group. And we have now done what?
All those things.
We have just joined a support group.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I didn't know what you were prompting me to say.
Unlike our previous support group in our other city, it's pretty female dominated, don't you think?
Definitely.
I don't mean dominated, but there are a lot more trans women in that group than non-binary or trans men.
And the trans masculine among us, there were 3 of us. And I'm not even that masculine. Like,
yeah.
There's one binary trans man and then a leader and then and the rest were trans women. And it was a lot, or at least non-binary, but very femme.
You know, there's a trans masculine group in our town. trans masculine support group that's associated with all this. And so maybe that's when they go to a meeting, they go to that meeting.
Right. That's very possible.
Because we were talking about starting a trans feminine group. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's a good idea, but that's kind that's of
pretty weird. Much what yeah. it is now.
Anyway, I get the need to have a trans masculine group. I get the need to have a trans feminine group, but there's also, to me, a lot of value in having just a lot of diversity in a group.
Absolutely.
Any group. And I regret that this group, at least in that first meeting, who knows?
Yeah, we don't know what the makeup could be next time. But
anyway, so if you're listening to this and you're not in a support group, we encourage you to get into a support group.
And get if you're into too scared to go online or to go in person,
right?
Go online. There's even on Reddit. There's a lot of support there.
There is.
And
make sure it's a healthy group. There are plenty of unhealthy groups around. Yes. So if this one doesn't work for you, find one that does.
And we're not talking about group therapy here. This is just a support group. So all that happens is you show up, you introduce yourselves, then folks will bring up something that they've been going through. And then you can just sort of weigh in on it or not. You can just sit there and say literally nothing and it's totally okay.
Yeah.
Just to be in the presence of other trans people changed so much for me. And you can present however you want and use whatever pronouns you want and whatever name you want. And it's just the most accepting, wonderful space to be in.
Yeah.
So if you have one, it's really good to go.
Yep.
Okay. So I guess that wraps up our retrospective on 2 years post-op.
For me.
For you.
Yep. Maybe just in time to start a new journey for you.
Yikes. I mean, yay.
Well, you know, the great thing is there's not any pressure.
I know. There's no pressure. But you know me, like once I make a decision, I'm like, well, it's time to do the thing now.
I'm trying to get my head around you making a decision in the first place. So.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, because I can't make decisions about anything?
Yes.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's funny. Ha ha. Well, it only took me 5 years to come to this conclusion, so.
Wow. I'm here for you, and I'm sure our listening audience is here for you, too.
They're so wonderful. We appreciate you all, even though you don't very much write to us. That's okay. We understand. We're just here to be your friends in your ears.
Okay.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.